believe it or not, here on the Joe and Alex Show, we judge each other a lot. And I feel like you owe me an apology, Alex. I feel like what you did this morning was kind of rude, and I don't think anybody's going to agree with you either. 317-239-1009. I bring food in. We all bring stuff. You got your Cheerios and your Sunny D. Liv's got her rat poison oatmeal, which, seriously, there's a recall. Be careful with that. And me, I bring in some cheese and some sausage, and I brought in some barbecue-flavored pork rinds. And I'm almost done with the bag, so I only had maybe a serving left.
He has crumbs left. First of all, that's gross in itself.
Well, yeah, I wish they were all solid, but they crunch easily.
When it's all a bunch of little tiny crumbs at the bottom, that's when you throw it out, first of all.
No, I did. I it was left. I wasn't going to finger pick it and lick it
Ew,
it was Cheeto dust or something off my fingers. Blah, 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 blah. But Alex, where's your clip at? And I'm like, my clip?
Yeah, he pulls out this open bag of chips out of his lunchbox. What? And I'm like, why aren't those rolled up with a clip? That's disgusting. And I was like, did you keep those chips like that in your pantry? And he said yes.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Inside of our house, do we have chip clips? I'm sure we have a few here and there. Most of the clips we have are on our fridge to hold up notes next to the magnets and different things. But with these, these pork rinds, they're not going to get ruined if they don't get clipped up.
Yes, they do. They get stale. Anything does.
And chip clips don't do that good of a thing. You really think it's keeping your chips from getting stale? It's not.
Yes, it does. One, yes, it does. Two,
no.
People that keep their cereal boxes in their pantry open and the bags just open inside. They don't roll it down and try to shut the top of it. They put their Cheez-Its, open box, open bag in the pantry and stuff like that. Ever since I was little, that has always been my number one thing that traumatizes me when I go to somebody else's house. When I go to someone else's house and they offer me snacks, if I'm at a sleepover or something like that with friends, ever since I was growing up, I would ask them, hey, are these new? If they hand me a bag of chips or were they open? And if they were, did you guys have a chip clip on them in the pantry? And I had so many friends growing up, family members, you name it, that would just set their snacks open, Zesta crackers or whatever, saltine crackers in the cabinet open, and they don't shut them. They absolutely get stale. By the next day, they are stale tasting. And I don't understand how so many American families do this and don't taste the staleness, or they ignore it, or something.
No, things get stale after a while, but for example, these pork rinds I got here, the barbecue flavor, I didn't have a clip on them. All I did, I know right now, these are all crumbs now, roll it up, and it's good, and what you do is, if you don't have a clip, you just wedge it against something. Well, that doesn't work right now, but you wedge it against something or between something so it stays like that. See how I did it?
Well, yeah, that would work, but 99% of the time, it unrolls on itself. It doesn't just stay rolled like that.
It's not gonna hurt you, though. It's a little bit of air.
If you don't wrap up your cereal box correctly and put it in the pantry, the next day, your cereal is stale, and it's so disgusting.
It's all in your head, all your things with your food. It's just what you perceive in your mind.
I dated the same guy all throughout high school, and we were high school sweethearts, and so his family got to know me really, really well. I was over there at his house more than I was at my own house with my own parents. And his mom and dad and his whole family would never wrap up their snacks. And I'm very high maintenance, so I did the same thing like I just told you about how I would ask, well, was this new or whatever? So his mom started when she would hand me a bag of cheese crackers or something like that.
Prepackaged.
It was prepackaged, and she would say, yes, Alex, these are brand new. You're the first one to open them because I know that if they were open, you won't eat them. And so she would start to buy individual, lunch.
Serving sizes,
lunchbox, right. Wrap chips and stuff like that that you pack your lunches with and stuff, only for me to keep at their house for snacks.
The party packs.
I wouldn't eat out of the stuff that they were all eating out of because they didn't ever wrap it. They'd eat out of it for a month. I'm like, you're eating cardboard snacks at that point because they're all stale. That's so gross.
You're so,
if you're not
demanding.
No, you know what? Because look, I'm living a better quality of life than you because I'm about that chip clip life.
I am not about that chip clip life. You can roll it up, put it against something. It works just the same. You're being a chip clip diva.
Other people that don't do this, you're gross. And you have no standards for yourself.
Lindsay. This is my wife, Lindsay. Hello, Lindsay.
Morning.
All right, not my wife. Hey, what up?
How are you?
We're good. We're just trying to figure out if you're about that chip clip life or not.
No. I mean, sometimes, yeah, I can see using a chip clip, but not everything. And Alex, you are so hard on Joe all the time.
Thank you. There's a petition online, a gov thing or whatever like that.
What part of town do you live in?
Oh,
West
no.
West Side.
The West Side?
Yeah.
Where?
like Avon.
Oh, now see, that's why. That's why you're not about that chip clip life.
Oh, whatever.
What does that mean? What are you trying to say?
I'm just messing with you.
Hey, Lindsay, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Leanne, you're on the show, and what do you do when it comes to those chips?
You got to put the chip clip on there. I mean, do you tighten your bread back up? Even if the snack's in a Ziploc bag, do you push all the air out before you seal it up?
Yep.
I mean,
well, the air's not going to affect it that much. Now, when it comes to bread, I don't use those twisty things. They're so freaking annoying. I'll take the bread, I'll give it a spin, and tuck it under. And then I put it up against the fridge.
You got to use the chip clips. I have kids, and they know it's a rule that you got to put the chip clips in the bag.
Yeah, that'll be a rule for my future kids, too. You better believe it. They'll be grounded. No chips ever again if they don't do it.
Well, there goes their whole source of food, then. Nikki on the Joe and Alex show, what do you think?
I'm in between. I'm sorry. I'm more for Alex, though. You got to tie that up. I'm sorry. I just heard you say about the bread. You don't just tie your bread? Oh, that would make me mad. I would hide the bread from you.
That would be gross.
Hold on. Nikki, what the hell does a little piece of twine or whatever that is, that does nothing.
It does do something. It does. And you know what, Alex? I feel you going over to somebody's house. Like, if I have company over, I'm going to make sure I got me a fresh bag of chips or something to offer to you. Because, you know, personally, sometimes I go in my bag, I put my hand in it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I eat a chip. So I'm not going to sit here and offer you some chips out of a bag that's my community bag at home. So
listen to how
are
gross.
You, are you scratching your crotch? What's wrong with your chip bag? Thank you, Nikki.
Listen how gross this listener is. Eric just tweeted us at Joan Alex Show. He said, I have never owned a chip clip in my life. I actually leave a bag of Flamin' Hots open so that they do get stale.
Ew.
I like them better stale. Also, I let my cereal sit in the milk until it gets soggy before I eat it.
Oh,
Eric,
it depends
delete
on how long you
your
let
Twitter.
It, no. It depends on how long Eric lets his cereal sit in the milk, because when it gets a little sog, that's when it's the best.
That is nasty. And then Kelly Jo Smith said, total chip clip, and if it's cereal, it goes in the fridge. There are tiny bugs that crawl around on shelves that you can't see, and they get in the bags.
Ew.
I keep flour and sugar in the fridge as well. Kelly Jo, I can eat at your house.
Kelly Jo, let me give you a reality alert here. All the food we eat, whether it's at home or in a kitchen, whenever it's made, there's bugs in the process. You know how many bugs you're eating? Trust me, you're eating tons of them. Alice, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Yo!
Good morning!
Yo.
Joe, I love you. You're wrong. You're so wrong. Okay, for one, I don't buy big family size bags. We shop Sam's Club, so we buy an individual bag. So we really don't have this problem, but no. And the bread thing, Joe, for one, you never put bread on your refrigerator. It dries it out, even if it's near it, bread or cereal, if you guys didn't know that.
How do you know this? Hold on. You're just saying that, but how do you know?
I'm a mom. I have a 14-year-old. You know how long I've been living the chip life, honey? Shoot.
She's about that chip clip life.
Right, you are so that person that orders pizza and doesn't eat all of it and just leaves it out on the counter, and then the next morning you just warm it up and eat it.
No. You are, Alice, you are so wrong in your statement. That's my wife, by the way.
Lindsay, no!
That's nasty. When I'm done with food, it goes back in the fridge.
I have a friend that does that, and I just cannot tell her too many times. Like, she doesn't care. She's like, it's okay. It's still edible.
Ugh.
Oh, my God. Alice,
isn't that gross?
It is gross. Let's take this online. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.
We have polls up on both, so you can vote.
All right. Let us know what you think if you're that chip clip life. That's like a tongue twister, by the way. Or if you're like, nah, you're like me. It's like, it's not that big of a deal.